Queen Isabella insisted that Christopher Columbus take pigs so they could have a mobile food supply. She was just trying to protect her investment from financing his second voyage to the New World. This was in 1493, and he brought them to the West Indies and left some on islands there for future exploration parties to use. And then Hernando de Soto actually stopped there on those islands and picked up some descendants of the pigs that Columbus had brought almost 50 years earlier. And then they started their exploration from Tampa Bay. And, of course, you know, pigs escaped. Pigs were stolen by Native Americans, this, that, and the other. But Florida does have the distinction of being the point where pigs were first brought into what's now the United States. In most states where they occurred, there was no season. There was no limit. And so people saw them as an additional species they could hunt. And as a result of the popularity, those pigs were trapped, moved, and released all over Texas as well as in the other southeastern states for hunting purposes. Never was legal in most states, but it occurred. And the fact that we moved pigs and released them, we're looking at about 36 states that now have wild pig populations. Well, the northern states, the pigs didn't walk up there. They were trailered and turned loose specifically for hunting purposes. So a lot of this wouldn't be an issue if it wasn't for the popularity of pig hunting. We knew we had a problem getting in the 80s, and it just built from the 80s to the 90s, and now we're up to 36 states that have pig populations, and everybody's just fighting them tooth and nail. And most of the states with the largest populations are the southeastern states from Texas over to Florida up through about South Carolina.